My guest at this time is Eric Bolling, host of The Specialist on the Fox News Channel, formerly held the center seat on The Five. He joins me now to discuss the daunting challenge facing Donald Trump or anyone else trying to drain the proverbial swamp in Washington. Just how deep and murky is it, and how do you even begin to drain it with some effectiveness? That's the subject of Mr. Bolling's new book, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism, and How Trump Can Drain It. And Eric, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. You nailed it. I tell you, you put a word in there that I haven't heard in probably 100 interviews I've done, and you said the proverbial swamp in D.C. You make a very good point. It's proverbial, but did you know that the D.C. was built on a literal swamp as well?
Yes.
While I'm researching the book, I literally typed in, you know, the swamp, and I happened to have D.C. in the Google search bar at the time, looking for a cool picture for the cover. Turns out a National Archives photo from 1860 pops up. It's the Capitol building. The dome isn't even put on top yet, and it's a literal swamp. It's a swampy waters, there's a broken down canoe, some vines and old trees. It was a literal swamp at the time. They built the D.C. Capitol on the literal swamp. They drained that one, but I forgot to drain the proverbial one.
That's decided to go with the metaphor all the way, I guess. A lot of this book is really thoroughly depressing. It's well-researched and well-written, but it's depressing because you point out how immorality and sleazy lobbyists and fierce, ugly, bullying partisanship have really been part of our country since the very beginning. So just how entrenched is the swamp and all the negative effects that go with it? And is it getting a lot worse lately, or do we just know about it more?
You know, and that's an interesting point. I started putting together the book, and I was getting story after story of what you talked about in morality, sleazy activity, sex in the swamp, and the stories piled higher. So I said, you know, how long has this been going on? I started going back in time. Turns out you go all the way back to the beginning of the Republic, and there were things going on that were shenanigans and probably illegal, maybe not illegal, but certainly unethical, and cronyism going on all the way to the beginning. And it's gotten deeper and deeper, the swamp, but it's also evolved. So the early stories that I talk about were more along the lines of, you know, bad behavior on the Senate floor or fighting or, you know, fist fights breaking out, things like, to that nature. As money got introduced into D.C. And more money got introduced, the type of scandal changed, and it all became really surrounding money scandals. And, you know, as billions upon, no, literally hundreds of billions of dollars come to D.C. on an annual basis to find a home in lawmakers' pockets for votes, everyone became corrupt. Everyone became up for sale. So you'd be blown away as to how much of the stuff is going on. So Trump's got his hands full. Now, I've known Trump for a long, long, long time, 12 years. I knew him before he was even on Celebrity Apprentice. But so I've spoken to him about some of the recommendations in the book. In fact, he got the first copy of the book before it was even printed. He got the manuscript, and I said, hey, would you mind reading it? Let me know what you think of this. And a lot of these things we've talked about, he and I. And I didn't hear from him. That was May 1st. I didn't hear from him until we launched on June 27th. And I got a presidential tweet mentioning the book or recommending the book. So I'll take that as a stamp of approval that he agrees with the recommendations in the book.
Well, let's talk about a couple things here. First of all, you mentioned that all these billions of dollars wind up in the pockets of lawmakers who end up voting in favor of these various interests. We constantly hear politicians say, well, I'm going to go to Washington. I'm going to fix the system. And the system is broken, blah, blah, blah. Do they go there with good intentions and just get corrupted by it? Or do they just say that to get elected?
I think some do. Some actually think they're going to go there and make a difference and be different from the typical swamp creature that resides in D.C. But when they get there, they realize how lucrative it is and what a great opportunity it is. So you look at it, let's say a senator's salary, $174,000 a year. And you say that's a lot of money, but not in terms of if he were to be in, let's say, the private sector. So he gets there and says, yeah, after taxes, I'm making $100,000. But look at this. I can go. I can have a lobbyist pay for my dinner every single night of the week, maybe even fly my family to Mexico for a vacation, as long as we talk about something of material importance to my district. But then it gets a little deeper where then they come back from these dinners or these trips, and then the lobbyist says, oh, by the way, thanks for the time, but I want you to – the people I represent want you to vote this way on that water issue coming up next week. And that may be something that he – or she, the lawmaker, was going to vote against. All of a sudden, it's like, I kind of like these things, and my family loves these trips, so I'll vote for it to keep the gravy train coming. Well, it's just one example, but it's literally every single day, tens of thousands of examples. There's so much special interest in corporate money flying around on both sides of the aisle. The book hits Republicans just as hard as it hits Democrats. It's got to stop. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm getting phone calls from some Republican friends who are in the book. Well, let's call them ex-friends.
Right.
They don't want to talk to me anymore. They're pretty upset they're involved.
Absolutely. So let's talk about how to drain it, because we hear constantly how tough it is to deal with all this. Reagan tried, couldn't do it. There were too many forces working against him. You got the media working against you. You got the
right.
Democrats, if you're President Trump in this case. You've got what's called the deep state now. Who knows how many different sources are out there. So
add some anti-Trump Republicans, too. I'll tell you, there is concerned about draining the swamp as the Democrats. They don't want to be washed out down the drain as well, and they've been around a long time. There are a few senators who you can think of off the top of my head who are part of the corrupt crowd there, the cronyism crowd there, who don't want to see Trump succeed, so they constantly undermine him. They're on TV every day saying negative stuff about Donald Trump and the Republican senators. It's unbelievable.
So what can he actually do?
So first of all, I think what he did is he stepped into D.C. and he started rolling back regulation, right? So he's rolling it back. And people say, oh, their eyes glaze over when you talk about that, until you realize that the rollback of the regulation is the reason why the stock market is making new highs every week, is the reason why the labor market – we have more employed Americans right now than ever, ever in history right now in this latest month reporting. These are because the economy is being freed of the noose of regulation. That was Donald Trump's first step. So he develops his political capital, right? He can't. It's 5.5 months in. He can't just go ahead and, you know, break knees as he walks into D.C. He needs to develop a political base, and that's what he's got. He's got a very, very strong support from his base and people who understand that that's what really matters, not Russian tweets. Now he's got to go ahead and use that political capital and start doing things that he promised, drain the swamp. One of the other first few things he did coming into the office was he asked how much is this going to cost? He was talking about Air Force One and Two. He didn't even order those planes. Those were ordered before he got there. And he says, how much is this going to cost? Now, have you ever heard a single president ask how much it's going to cost, especially when something for him, he's going to be flying around. So he's the right guy. He's the business guy. He's going to treat the country like a business rather than like the politicians have treated over the last 240 years, where it doesn't matter. I'm not paying for it, so go ahead, buy it. I don't care what the price is. I think he's the right guy at the right time to do it, and he's starting out in the right way.
Just about a minute left in our conversation, Eric. 4 years or 8 years from now, when Trump leaves office, what will be signs that he actually made a difference in this area?
Well, I think one of the things he said he was going to do, and hopefully he stays to it, and I've mentioned this to him, he said that he was going to create an executive order or a rule that you can't work for his White House and then go to work for lobbyists. So let's take a look and see if anyone ends up leaving the White House and goes to work for a lobbying firm. That's one of the things he said to do to drain the swamp, is keep people from showing up in D.C., cozying up, making relationships in D.C. for a year, and then go running off to K Street lobbying and you know, making millions upon millions of dollars using the contacts that they just made in the administration and selling that influence and contacts. So if he holds by that, that'll be a big, big, big start to draining the swamp.
Last question. You said before you've known Trump for quite a while, and we've talked about how lobbyists and lawmakers have become this mutual back-scratching society. And a lot of Trump critics might say, well, that's kind of the world he was in for 40-plus years in the business that he did in real estate and so forth. So how can we be sure he's the right guy to drain it?
Because back-scratching is one thing. That's not what they're doing. They're actually selling influence. They're buying and selling influence where, you know, if you and I were to do some of the things that they're doing, we go to jail. They don't get to do that. I think he continues to call out and get rid of people. It doesn't matter if they're on his staff, Republican, Democrat. If you're not holding your end of the bargain, if you're not treating the country and the taxpayer and the voter like the way you would treat a investor in a company, get out. There's no reason for you. I mean, waste, fraud, and abuse are rampant, but also politicians not looking out for the best interest of the taxpayer cost trillions of dollars, not billions of dollars, but trillions of dollars. And he needs to just continue to do what he's doing with the rolling back of regulations. And I've recommended to him, continue to tweet, Mr. President, continue to tweet, drives them all crazy. You know what? That's good. Yeah, I love it. Love it.
Eric, again, congratulations on the book, and thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Pick up the book, number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list in our debut week. Thank you.
Oh, congratulations. Eric Bolling of the Fox News Channel, host of The Specialist. The book is The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism, and How Trump Can Drain It. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.